And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The City of Nashville is taking applications for positions on its new Police Oversight Board. The 11-member board will include 7 residents who are either self-nominated or nominated by a Davidson County community group. 4 of the 11 must be from what the charter calls economically distressed communities. Of the remaining 4 members, 2 will be nominated by the mayor's office. 2 more will be chosen by the Metro City Council. Vice Mayor Jim Shulman notes there are member qualifications.
Board members have to have a demonstrated knowledge of issues pertaining to civil rights and equity and must have experience with criminal justice and policing practices.
Nominations will close December 18th. Metro Council will vote on each member nomination beginning in early January. The board's first meeting will be held soon after. The group Community Oversight Now worked for passage of the charter amendment authorizing the board. Spokesperson Theda Murphy says she expects the board to begin its work with a series of listening sessions.
The very first thing that I expect the board to do is go out and connect with the community and determine what the community's needs are before they do anything else.
Some Metro Council members have noted that the Oversight Board charter language is a bit vague. Murphy says working group sessions that include reps from the mayor's office, the police department, and community groups are meeting now to hammer out the details. The Davidson County Clerk's Office has the forms required to file a nomination. Keep in mind that self-nominations require 50 petition signatures by Nashville residents. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.